This is URN Showtime Breakdown.
Willkommen, bienvenue, welcome to you all. You're listening to URN's musical theatre show, Showtime, with me, Ella. Greetings to you all. As always, I've got a great show lined up tonight with songs from shows like Annie Get Your Gun, Moulin Rouge, Beauty and the Beast, and even Heathcliff, plus so, so much more. Opening for us tonight was Willkommen from the wonderful Cabaret, performed there by Joel Grey, who many of us will know for being the original Wizard of Oz in the Broadway production of Wicked. Fun fact there, everyone, so you are welcome. Up next is a song from Avenue Q, a show potentially made more famous by the fact that the majority of its cast are made of felt. Most of the characters are played by puppets, leading to, and I quote, a unique presentation that requires substantially more suspension of disbelief by audience members than normal. Well, thank you to Captain Obvious, who clearly wrote that. Anyway, when Abby was on the show last week, she mentioned to me that this was one of the first musicals that she saw. I mean, there's quite a high possibility that I just made that up, but she definitely did mention Avenue Q and some significance behind it. So just fill in the gap to what you think that may have been. This is yet another show touring the UK this year, although it's not coming to Nottingham at the moment. And more importantly, it doesn't have any X Factor contestants in it, as far as I'm aware, which really sets it apart from the rest of the shows touring the UK this year. The song I'm going to play is the first one I ever heard from the show back when it was performed at the Royal Variety Performance in 2006. Which, just as a side note, I had no idea it was actually that long ago that I'd first heard this song. But having Googled it, I now feel ridiculously old. But that's beside the point, so here is Sucks to Be Me. Again, this show is touring the UK this year, because apparently all shows are. This is from the film version of the show performed by Meryl Streep and Pierce Brosnan, which I realise has now given it away entirely. From Mamma Mia, here is SOS. Mamma Mia will be in Nottingham from the 14th to the 25th of June, as well as going all over the country on all the other days in the year. It's actually the first ever UK tour of Mamma Mia, as far as I'm aware, so it's something to be checked out for definite. The cast hasn't yet been announced, but given the other shows touring this year, there is statistically a high chance that there will be someone from The X Factor in it, but I guess we'll find out. Up next is a song I've been meaning to play for a while, including last week, but I changed it at the last minute for another song. So sorry if you've been waiting all this time for this one song. But the main reason I haven't got around to playing it sooner than I would have is just I couldn't settle on which version to play. And then I thought, you know what, Ella, you're being stupid, which is a very rare occurrence, I have to say. I should just play the one I like best. So I turn back to the man I always do in times of need. And it's the one, the only, Neil Patrick Harris. So from the 2011 production of Company with the New York Philharmonic, here is the live recording of Neil Patrick Harris with Being Alive. Next up, we have John Barrowman singing the title song from Andrew Lloyd Webber's Sunset Boulevard, based on Billy Wilder's 1950 film of the same name. It tells the story of young screenwriter Joe Gillis and faded silent screen actress Norma Desmond. So take it away, John. Now, last week, Abby and I created what may potentially become the slogan of Showtime, which was too cool for segues. And it wasn't until I was talking to a friend of mine later that I realised she thought I meant too cool for, like, the weird two-wheel electric things that you stand on. That isn't what I meant at all. Those two-wheel electric things are awesome. No one is too cool for them, certainly not me. No, I meant too cool for the weird linking things you're meant to do in media to make things flow, which is spelled Segu, but not pronounced that way, fortunately. But I thought I'd use this opportunity to demonstrate what a segue is, because I've got a really good one to link these two songs. So let me put it into context. Okay, so that was John Barrowman with Sunset Boulevard from Andrew Lloyd Webber's musical of the same name. My next song is also another Lloyd Webber classic and also shares its title with the name of the show. It's Tell Me on a Sunday. Now, on to a very little known show. Now, I first saw it, in fact, I think I've only ever seen it on video at my dad's house when I was about 8 years old. It was the first time I saw it. It's Heathcliff, a 1996 musical adaptation of Wuthering Heights, with lyrics by Tim Rice and starring Cliff Richard, of all people, in the title role. I'll just give you a minute to take in all that information and to try and imagine the relatively innocent summer holidaying Cliff Richard as the moody and sullen Heathcliff. Just try and mash the two images together. I'll admit it did kind of ruin reading Wuthering Heights for me when I finally came to read that, because in my mind Heathcliff will always be Cliff Richard. But I do actually quite like this show, despite the fact that it's always been slated by critics, and despite the fact that it's been completely forgotten and seemingly lost in the dregs of time. If anyone wants a show to put on in the near future, I highly recommend this. It's got some really good songs in it. So let's try and revive Heathcliff. Anyway, here is the finale song, A Misunderstood Man. That was A Misunderstood Man from Heathcliff the Musical. I mean, I like it. I really do. I hope you all do too. The whole thing has been put on YouTube, so if you get a chance, do watch it. And also a huge thank you to whoever sent in the hashtag Revive Heathcliff or hashtag Cliff for Heathcliff. Let's get those out there. Let's get them trending. Let's bring back Heathcliff. Up next is one of those fuzzy numbers that isn't really from a musical because it's only a movie musical, but I'm trying to sneak it in amongst the rest anyway. Basically, over the Christmas holiday, my mum made the genius suggestion that we try and work through as many of the musicals we have on DVD as possible. And the one we started with was Baz Luhrmann's Moulin Rouge. Now, as weird and wacky and utterly, utterly bonkers as it is, I do love this film so much. Plus, it's got my mum's favourite person ever in it, which is Ewan McGregor. She's a little bit obsessed with him, a little bit in love with him, I'd say. But then, you all will be too after you've listened to this. So this is partly for my mum and partly because it is such a great musical, regardless of the fact it's never been on stage. From Moulin Rouge, then, here is the Elephant Love medley. Plus, check out the snippet of David Bowie, because, you know, it's Bowie. See, who isn't absolutely in love with Ewan McGregor after that? That was the Elephant Love medley from Moulin Rouge. Again, genuinely the weirdest title you could possibly come up with out of context. Elephant Love medley, that is, not Moulin Rouge. I just really want to keep saying Elephant Love medley. It's really strange, but kind of satisfying. Okay, little game, everyone. Try and get Elephant Love medley into a conversation tomorrow, completely out of context, and see what reaction you get. Let me know how it goes. Now, as promised, I have an interview with a couple of cast members from Anything Goes. As I've said repeatedly over the past few shows, Musicality, our musical theatre troupe here, are putting on the show Anything Goes this week. It's on at the Arts Theatre from Wednesday 10th to Saturday 13th February. Tickets are £8.50 for students, but they go up to £12.50, I think, for non-students and adults. Anyway, it's their tech rehearsal tonight, so they couldn't come in. But yesterday, Lawrence and Yasmin came to have a little chat with me about the show, and here's what happened.
Hello, I'm Lawrence Cuthbert, and I'm playing Moonface Martin in Anything Goes.
Hi, I'm Yasmin Ali, and I'm playing Irma.
Would you two mind giving us a bit of a background about your characters?
Right, yes, well, Moonface is a very second-rate gangster. He likes to think of himself as the big John Dillinger or Al Capone of his day, when really he's actually public enemy number 13. So he's very hapless, he gets into a lot of scrapes, which you get some really good comedy from there.
Mm-hmm. Irma is like the sidekick. She's a bit of a promiscuous character. She's always being distracted by the sailors, and she's very materialistic, just wants the money and stuff. So they've got an interesting relationship, haven't they?
They have, yeah.
They're funny
together,
very good.
It's a nice dynamic.
Yeah, I think it works really well.
So are you two like kind of the comedy double act of the show?
We are, in a sense. Yeah.
Yeah, I think Lawrence's character is like definitely like the comedy character of the show. It's so funny. Like, everything you do is so funny. So, well, yeah, Moonface is definitely the comedy.
Trying to play it down before
I'll just be cool about this one. But there are a lot of comedy characters. It's not as though we're the only ones and everyone else is walking around being very serious. There's lots of comedy within the show, and I think, Every character's got something to laugh at about them.
Because it's not like it's not like just one person is the main character. There's like lots of different main characters, which is really nice about Anything Goes. So there's always funny bits in every sort of part of everyone's characters.
Mm. So actually, speaking about other characters, if you can take it upon yourselves, could you give a sort of brief overview of the show and the many storylines within
it? Do you want to start?
Okay, well, there's a guy called Billy.
Yes. Yeah. So we sat on a cruise ship going from America to England.
Okay. And Billy's on the boat and he sees she sees a girl that he really loves, but she is engaged to a very wealthy Englishman. And it's sort of, and he's just trying to win her over, but she's torn between a life of security and her true love. And then there's just lots of other characters involved. There's Reno Sweeney, who's, she's like the celebrity of the musical, and she's on the board to give performances, and then Moonface and her like help him to
to win the girl of his dreams.
Heart. Yeah.
And yeah, it's sort a, so it's like this that. Big web of relationships that's spun out across the ocean.
Yeah, it's quite a complicated plot. There's a lot of random.
There's a lot of subplots in it all, but it all comes together very nicely in a big pot of farce.
Nice.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
So, for people who don't know that much about the show, there are a lot of really recognisable songs. I was looking through the list of musical numbers, and there were so many. I mean, it's sort of like Cole Porter's greatest hits, effectively.
Yeah. Yes.
Have you got any favourite songs that you enjoy?
I think there's this one song called Blow Gabriel Blow, and it's quite like a gospel kind of feel to it, and it's a big chorus number.
That's fantastic,
and
that one.
We've got brilliant, our director, she's done the most amazing choreography with, it just the whole song together with all the dancing and the singing. I think for me, that's probably my favourite.
We also have a live band as well playing with that, so I think there's. It's about 12 of them, isn't there?
Yeah.
12, 13. So that adds a great sound to it. And we had the first rehearsal with the orchestra last weekend. And
that
was fantastic. Yeah,
when
it sounded really good.
Yeah, it started for the first time. It was like, oh, I can start to picture it all now. But yeah, that was good. But I think that's probably my favourite song.
I think I agree. I think Blow Gabriel Blow, the big chorus numbers like that, and Anything Goes. There's also some very nice ones by a group called the Ritz Quartet.
Yeah.
There are four sailors who sing a great kind of shout out to the Ritz Quartet, my boys. They do a great kind of four part harmony in a few songs, which I think works nicely.
Really well. So, I mean, a lot of people are probably aware of the song Anything Goes and, like, the big dance number that is involved in that. How many other, like, big dance numbers are there?
Loads.
Yeah, they're, like,
yeah, it's
they're
extended,
long numbers.
There's extended dance break, lots of tap.
Yeah, you have to brush up on your tap skills.
Yes, everyone has to dust their tap shoes off, put them on again.
I mean, I try to get out of that when I can. I get out of it by doing things like radio interviews.
Yeah.
They're probably teaching them more tap now. And I'm just sitting here with a nice glass
of water. I feel like now
water.
I should introduce a tap element to this interview. Why should people come and see this show?
Because it's fantastic.
It is.
It's got some great dance numbers. It's very energetic.
Yeah.
There's a high energy running all the way through.
It's good for everyone.
Yes.
Like, I'd
it's
say all ages,
friendly.
Even people who aren't even that interested in musicals, there's a lot of acting, a lot of comedy. Mm. Like, even if you're not that fussed about the music, the acting is all really good as well, and everything.
It works
together.
On different levels, and, you know, it's just great music, I suppose. That's what keeps it going.
Yeah.
Good old Cole Porter.
It'll just be such a fun night, I think.
Yeah.
And then the more audience we have, the better the atmosphere, and I think our performances will be better as well when we've got the audience's energy to, like, bounce off. So, no, I think everyone should definitely come and watch it.
So thank you to both Lawrence and Yasmin for coming to talk to me yesterday. Do go and see the show. It looks brilliant. And as a little sneak preview, here is Yasmin performing Buddy Beware from the show.
Buddy beware, buddy better take care. Though at heart I'm a pearl, I'm a difficult girl, so buddy beware. When I go to a show, when invited to dine, I can't eat without wine, so buddy beware. During Christmas holidays, I develop taking ways, and I'm not at all anti pretty things Santa brings from Cartier. But you must realize, my boys, other girls' luxuries are my necessities. So buddy beware.
Buddy beware, I feel I should put you right. As I lie in bed at night, while the twinkling stars gleam on, with my cold cream on, I'm a lover's sight. And another thing too, when I'm married to you, my sweet, if to come home you fail, I'll open all your mail. So, buddy, beware.
And with that, we come to the end of tonight's show. Thank you for listening, as always. I'll be back next week at the same time for even more showtime with all the best from the world of musical theatre. Make sure you post your requests and shout-outs on the URN Showtime Facebook page. Playing us out is a classic track from the original Broadway production of Beauty and the Beast. So I will see you all next Sunday. Have a wonderful week, everybody. Here is Be Our Guest.
This is URN Showtime Breakdown.